I'm environmental reporter Susan Bentz. The board that oversees the state's Department of Natural Resources met in northern Wisconsin Wednesday, where conversations took both anticipated and unanticipated twists. It included a walk through the latest data of Wisconsin's wolf population by Randy Johnson with the DNR.
Well, the overwinter 2021-2022 wolf population abundance was estimated between 812 and 1193 wolves, with the model indicating approximately 972 wolves as the most likely estimate.
The state's relationship with the apex predator is complex. Once all but wiped from the landscape, the DNR spent years building up its numbers. In recent years, the wolf has flip-flopped between being on the endangered species list, signaling federal protection, to being stable and under Wisconsin management. State law requires that when that happens, a harvest or hunt must take place. The most recent, in February 2021, was also the most controversial. It happened on the heels of another delisting and took place during the wolves' mating season. Some people thought this would dramatically impact the wolves' numbers. Johnson's report seemed to abate those fears.
There are several biological indicators that continue to indicate that the Wisconsin wolf population is healthy, biologically secure.
Board members, including Frederick Prane, were pleased with the news.
Complex science presented well.
Prane's been receiving his own share of pushback. He refused to give up his seat on the Natural Resources Board, a move backed by a state Supreme Court decision last summer. At the close of Wednesday's meeting, fellow board member Marcy West gave an impassioned critique of Prane's refusal to leave. She says Prane is jeopardizing the ability of the DNR to do its job and the board's job to oversee it.
Your decision is not yours alone. It has a ripple effect.
West says she refrained from speaking publicly about her concern until she read a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article earlier this week. The article discussed a lawsuit in Madison Circuit Court from the environmental law firm Midwest Environmental Advocates. The group argues Prane is violating public record law by refusing to release text messages with politicians and lobbyists related to his refusal to step down from the board.
And the texts that were revealed in that article are not funny.
Prane's simple response after West's outpouring sounded almost dismissive.
Don't believe having you read.
The gray wolf is again under federal protection, but Wisconsin's DNR secretary says his team is drafting a management plan in anticipation of endangered status being lifted. The health of the state's Natural Resources Board appears less certain. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.